Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And since we are leading towards the end of the meeting, I hope I'm still in time to congratulate you not only on your appointment, but also on the efficient way in which you are steering the work of our meeting. So you can rest assured of the support of my delegation. I'd like to make some general remarks, also because our position will be reflected more broadly in the statement of the European Union to be delivered soon. Madam Chair, the BWC is a fundamental component of the international architecture dealing with biological weapons, and every possible effort should be made to strengthen its regime. We welcome all the working papers that have been presented in this sense, not only this year, but also in the previous year of this intersessional process. But we still believe that the first step to strengthen the regime and strengthen the conventions is to look for its universalization. The broader the membership of the convention, the more effective its regime. Therefore, we welcome all outreach activities conducted by the Bureau, the ICU, state parties, and international organizations at all levels, and continue to urge states that have not yet acceded to or ratified the Convention to do so without delay. The BWC operates in a highly dynamic environment characterized by fast-paced scientific and technological developments, many of which are taken forward in the private sector and public or private research institutions. In such a context, it is essential to endow the Convention with appropriate mechanisms to assess the potential impact of such developments on the regime set by the BWC, as well as with the tools and procedures necessary to respond more rapidly to emerging needs and challenges. In our view, this means working in two main directions. First, we need to consider the possible establishment of ad hoc processes or bodies responsible for monitoring relevant scientific and technological developments, identifying both developments that have potential benefits for the BWC, as well as the potential for uses contrary to its regime. We have been interested by many proposals in the past few years, but looking at the review conference, we really hope that we will be able to find consensus on possible concrete decisions. Secondly, more efforts could be invested in strengthening implementation of BWC provisions relating to national preparedness and response, as well as international cooperation and assistance, particularly, but not only, in relation to Article 7 implementation, which are both necessary to ensure adequate and timely responses in case of an attack in violation of the Convention. We believe it is important to identify concrete ways to strengthen each state party's capability to respond rapidly and effectively to Article 7 emergencies, including through the identification of a possible mechanism for the provision of assistance. Madam Chair, looking to the review conference, we believe that a serious reflection is warranted on the structure of the intersessional work program and on the role of each of its components. Italy has consistently supported the inclusion in the ISP of both meetings of experts and yearly meetings of state parties, which has allowed addressing both technical and political issues. At the same time, we believe there are ways to streamline such basic structure in order to allow the membership to work progressively and more effectively over time. Independently of its specific structure and format of meetings, the ISP should further strengthen its cooperative approach involving states, relevant international organizations, such as the WHO, the OIE, the ICRC, and, as appropriate, NGOs, academic institutions, biological and health research centers, which are fundamental sources of knowledge and expertise. The BWC does not operate in a vacuum. Its ties with other instruments that are fundamental for its effectiveness must be maintained and strengthened. Madam Chair, confidence-building measures are essential to promote the purpose of the BWC, and we are happy that we have reached a new record this year. because confidence building measures really help demonstrating compliance with the commitments of the state parties and are key to increasing mutual trust and transparency. We support renewed efforts to increase participation in the CBM's process and to allow states to make better use of the exchanged information. We are also open to discussing other potential means to foster transparency and facilitate the exchange of best practices, such as voluntary peer reviews, while underlying that these and similar initiatives should not be seen as substitutes for legally binding verification measures, but rather as tools to further build confidence and strengthen national implementation. Let me simply finish, Madam Chair, in thanking you for all the works that you have done, not solely during this meeting, but also in preparation of the meeting, and to put on the record again our strong appreciation for the work of the implementation support units together with all the chairs of the MXs. Thank you very much, and we look forward to cooperate with you towards the meeting of the state parties and then towards the review conference.